The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We're on the air, folks. We came from the west. And thank you very much. Our intro music there went a little bit long because I was talking with the founder of RBN, John Stattmiller, just a moment ago. He's in the studio there in Austin. Thank you very much, John. And he gave us some important news. I'll pass it along to you in just a moment. Joining me, Paul Fromm in Canada. We were just talking a moment ago, Paul.
Yeah, a very upsetting piece of news came my way. This is
actually... Well, Paul, hang on to it because we're going to... I'll go to that in just a second. Let me introduce George in Maryland.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Paul.
All righty. And so Paul's got some news he will share with us. And let me just, before I slip on a banana peel and forget to mention it, John Stattmiller mentioned that I missed it in his first hour of his show. He covered a new hot late-breaking story in regards to the Seth Rich murder, and that is the other person involved with Seth Rich, who got this information out to us, is also now dead. My goodness, that's all I was able to get from John in those few seconds. But that's an amazing story. And watch the media try to not cover a hot story like that. And then we'll talk about this tonight, wall to wall, page front page to back page. Opening minute to closing minute of all of their lamestream controlled media press reporting, they're going to talk about the non-story, N-O-N-0, nada story of the Russians. The Russians are coming. Russian interference. All of it BS. All of it BS. And there's a great little piece today by Dick Morris. Boy, there's been some good writing by Dick Morris. If you remember, Dick Morris used to be Bill Clinton's right-hand man. And then he got sick of it and started writing some very good patriot stuff. And Dick Morris has a lot of authority when he speaks about the Clintonistas because he was right there in the middle of them. He really knows whereof he speaks. And he has a great piece today on the media war against Donald Trump. And that's exactly what it is, folks. We're in an all-out war. Ann Coulter talks about it today also. We may get to her. But that's, you know, the central story here is that Donald Trump, our guy, is under a mass, full-on assault from the left, the media, academia, all of these people. And your job and mine is to not let this hurricane of BS affect us and keep moving forward. And that's also Donald Trump's task. It's going to be very difficult. He's going to have a very hard time without our help. We're going to have to let him know and let these BS artists who took over our country. They, you know, and Paul, you could comment on this. Their takeover of our country, as of the Obama administration, was a fait accompli. They had really taken over. Donald Trump upset the apple cart. He was not in the script for this movie, Paul.
No, they did not expect he was going to win, and that's when some of our compatriots get a little bit despondent about Trump not having done all the things they wanted and some of the pro-Israel things he's done, which I don't agree with. But I think we've got to remember that he's not a shill. He was not put in there to gull us. His victory was not in the cards. This is the world is not unfolding as the internationalists would like it to.
Yes.
And that's why we have to support Donald Trump and speak up when we don't like things that he's doing. But the bottom line, in my opinion anyway, is we've got to support him. This was one time when actually reading Canada's a version of the New York Times, that's the Globe and Mail, what was actually somewhat comforting to me today. I've been watching CNN, and it's been for 48 hours, it's been wall-to-wall demonization and denunciation of Donald Trump, Donald Trump and what he allegedly told the FBI, the snake of a director, Comey, before he fired his ass, and so on. Is this impeachable? Is this Nixon all over again? Or maybe it's worse than Nixon, blah, 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 blah. But nothing else. At least when I read the Globe and Mail today, I found out other things were happening in the world. Not just the effort to get rid of Donald Trump. In fact, very encouragingly, there was some discussion about our energy industry in Canada, our oil industry, and efforts by the radical left to shut down pipelines and how they may not succeed. And there are actually stories from the rest of the world. And for once, I've got to say it was a bit of a comfort compared to the hysterical behavior on CNN. CNN reminds me of a paper I used to read from time to time called People's Canada Daily News. Now, it was published by an outfit called the Communist Party of Canada Marxist-Leninist. And it was not about the people. It didn't come out daily, and it didn't contain any news. But it would be a long rant, usually a translated speech that Mao Zedong had given. It would go on print for three pages of a broadsheet. It was just the same old collection of slogans, of running dogs of U.S. imperialism and things like that.
What we've got, Paul, is that Donald Trump called the New York Times hundreds of times. He referred to them as the totally failing New York Times in the primary and in the general election and since being elected president. He's called them the totally failing New York Times. He has called the Washington Post fake news and liars over and over and over again. So these people recognize this is a cage match.
And as we said last night, if Donald Trump had lost, he still would have done a tremendous thing for our cause, because again and again and again, he pointed out the media as liars. And all those rallies in the front row, you, ladies and gentlemen of the press, you are liars. You are among the worst liars in America. You lie, you lie, you lie.
Yes.
That's encouraged a lot of people to be a little bit more skeptical of what burbles out of the CNN and the other lame.
Yes, he made a point in every single rally. I mean, there might be an exception somewhere where he may have forgotten, but every single one I can recall, Donald Trump made a point of pointing out, sweeping his arm across the back of the room, saying, "Those people, those liars, that fake news," and he called them, these people, loathsome. He called them despicable people, and the. He did this over and over again. So this is a cage match. It's a fight to the death. Donald Trump is our man in the ring, and against him are all of these others. Let me go to, well, before I go to that, Paul, you indicated off the air here before the show, you mentioned that you had some hot news for us.
Yeah, and this is very disturbing. I'm sure everybody knows Richard Spencer, right?
Sure.
of the alt-right and also the National Policy Institute. Well, this is something he put out. He was poisoned on a recent visit to Reykjavik in Iceland. The story is, and this is last Thursday, so very recently, he gave a speech at the Grand Hotel in Reykjavik, it was sponsored by Jihad Watch, and also on the bill was Christine Williams, writer with Jihad Watch. Afterwards, some of them went to a pub, and he was recognized. It's a small place. One guy came up to him and said that he admired him and shook his hand. And another one came up and shook his hand and then said, "Fuck you." But later that night, he found himself, when he got back to his hotel, he felt his face and hands and feet numb. He began trembling and vomiting. His heart was racing. So he spent the night in a hospital in Reykjavik, and he found out that the person who had said he was an admirer of his had gotten close enough to him to drop some drugs in his drink. And when the police, Icelandic police, analyzed his blood the next day, that they found traces of drug in it, and eventually the police, using cameras from the pub, tracked down the person, and the person who said he was an admirer of Trump's has a Facebook page, which makes it quite clear he's an extreme leftist.
Is Richard okay?
Apparently after a couple of days he's back in the land of living, but this is terrorism.
Yes, and this is standard practice for the communists. It's been this way since their inception: murder, killing, terrorism, torture. It's all part of their MO. It's part of their personality. It's part of their makeup. It's who they are. Go ahead, Paul.
And the Icelandic press was just about what you'd expect from the North American press. His visit had been widely denounced. It was using the same lies and distortion put out by the poverty pimps, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They claimed that Spencer was a purveyor of hate speech, which he says is a subjective judgment used to shut down dissent from the establishment line. They also said he'd been banned from Britain, but they did not mention the fact that he was banned for saying that Islam has doctrines of violence, which Spencer says is like being banned for saying that water is wet.
The same exact statement for which Nick Griffin was tried in a court in Britain. The head of the BNP, the head of a British political party, folks, was put on trial for saying that Islam was a hateful religion, damaging to Britain. He was put on trial for that. Go ahead, Paul.
The other thing these Icelandic press said about him was that he had incited mass murderer Anders Breivik to kill. Of course, Spencer had no connection with Breivik.
No connection whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm no more responsible for Breivik's murders than the Beatles are for Charles Manson. But the next day, an article was run about his meeting with a big picture of Breivik, but didn't say a single thing, didn't quote a single thing that Spencer had said. I've actually had a story like that in Canada, where I spoke at a meeting a good many years ago in Ottawa. A reporter walked by, asked a couple of the people at the door what was going on. They told him, "Oh, Paul Farman's giving a talk." The next day, there was a write-up in the Ottawa Sun that said, controversial, white supremacist leader speaks to a group of skinheads wearing Nazi regalia at an Ottawa hotel. Didn't quote a single word I said, for very good reason. The reporter wasn't there. Well, fortunately, I had a World War II veteran there with a chest full of bevels, and he said, "I happen to know what a swastika looks like." And nobody in that room had a swastika on them. Most of us were middle-aged or older. There were no skinheads. Your reporter is a damned liar. And we actually took it to the press council and won that one. We got a grudging apology.
Well, what we're in now, Paul, this has now been taken to a stage of ferocity and intensity that we've never seen in our lives. The media frenzy against Donald Trump is nonstop. Let me bring it up to date with Dick Morris, wrote this today. And this will give us a little bit of news today too. Also, there's the special prosecutor item. So we want to cover that. I think Dick Morris covers it the very best here. Here's what he says. Special prosecutor for Trump/Russia investigation is a disaster. The Trump administration may never recover from the decision of Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein, and that's the correct pronunciation, to cave into Democratic pressure and appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the totally fictitious, in ironic quotes, scandal of Trump's relationship with Putin. The prosecutor hired to investigate something that never happened will not report Trump's innocence. Special prosecutors never do. They justify their own existence, importance, budget, and staff by finding something to prosecute. Usually the quote-unquote crime they end up going after is one that his own investigation has created. Remember, the Valerie Plame, well, I'm going to skip this paragraph here. That's how special prosecutors work. I'm skipping an example. In the meantime, they hobble the president, drain away his political credibility, separate him from his supporters, and paralyze his administration. No legislator is willing to lend his support for fear of what the prosecutor might find. Each one will run for cover rather than work with Trump to get something done. No, I don't think it's going to be that bleak. There will be some men of courage and conscience. In appointing a prosecutor, Rosenstein has killed this administration's ability to function. No health care overhaul, no tax cuts, no government reform, all while we wait for the results of a nothing investigation into a nothing scandal. And did Mr. Rosenstein get vested with this power to destroy? The Democrats sidelined Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, for doing his job as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and meeting with the Russian ambassador. He was forced to recuse himself when he said he knew of no instance of a Trump campaign official or aide meeting with the Russians. Of course, Sessions was no campaign aide, but a senator doing his job. Mueller, this is the guy appointed as the special counsel, Dick Morris concludes with this. Mueller is a fair man, and perhaps he will resist the temptation to look under rocks that aren't there in search of scandal that never happened. And he ends with, let us pray. I don't know what Donald Trump could have done to prevent this. You got the sequence there, the 1, 2, 3, the setup. Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, he should have had this well in hand. He recused himself. Again, being the overly generous, nice guy, white guy, that guys on the right are, he recused himself from the Russian investigation. There was no reason to do that. But he was just being Mr. Nice Guy. With the left, with the commies, that's a mistake. So he took himself out of the picture. That now his deputy, Rosenstein, is in charge of that investigation. Rosenstein makes a second mistake. Instead of Rosenstein just saying, this is all BS, go away. This is BS, and it is BS. He makes the incredible mistake of appointing a special prosecutor. And Dick Morris just explained to you why special prosecutors are a nightmare, because they can investigate anything they want. Now, technically, he can be dismissed by Jeff Sessions. And I think his investigation can be ended. But that's very difficult.
That's a high-risk activity. I mean,
exactly.
I think Nixon had to do that, but you know, as we all know, the Nixon story ended unfortunately.
But folks, you know, we're going to come back to this, unfortunately, many times on this show over the coming months. And I hope not years that we have to be revisiting this. But this is complete BS. And we'll come back to this. And your phone calls at, you guys all know the number. Call in. We'll get you after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trump Phenomenon here tonight. I'm James Kelso. This show's live, which is always obvious. And the with us, Paul Fromm from Canada and George from Maryland. The boy, there's, you know, this is going to be something that we will be both blessed and cursed with for the next 8 years. There's much too much to report every day. Radio has heated up. The news has heated up. More is at stake. More is happening on a daily basis. You can't keep up with it. I just found out during this break, while you were listening to Merle Haggard and Gretchen Wilson, I just found out that Rob Rosenstein did not inform the White House of his decision to refer the Russian investigation, the BS investigation, to a special counsel until after he had made the decision and made the order. So this is of great concern that this is happening. Something of this great consequence happened without the consultation of Donald Trump. Ouch. And the very presumptuous of Rob Rosenstein. Well, anyway, I don't want to fret too much on this. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I've got a new interface here on Skype, so let me just see if I can get in there and look at what's coming up. I think I've got a caller here, Chuck in Texas. Engineer, do we have Chuck in Texas? Come in, Chuck.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, well, Chuck. What's on your...
Well, let's go with a different tack. Rather than supporting Trump, we need to hammer Trump. He has not He has not lived up to any promise he has made us to us. He has filled his cabinet with a bunch of globalists. His son-in-law is an absolute sold-out Zionist, and they stab him in the back constantly. If we don't tell Trump that we are pissed off, if we just ride along and support him while he betrays us, that's the wrong thing to do. We need to let him know he will not support you.
Okay, Chuck. All right, I hear what you just said. And let me ask you just ask a couple preliminary questions, and then I'm going to attempt to rebut what you just said. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
I absolutely did, and I gave him money to his campaign.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to get that out of the way. And the let me ask you this. Your opening statement was that Trump has not fulfilled any, as in zero, of his promises to us. Is that a correct assessment of what you said?
I'm trying to think of one. Tell me one.
Okay. I could tell you 100. 100.
Oh, really?
Yes, 100. And he has given speeches. Yes, come on, Chuck.
Speeches? Done? Don't tell me what you're talking
Chuck,
about. Tell me what
Chuck,
he's done.
Chuck, I don't want you to say that to me again. I don't want you to repeat yourself. I just hit the cut button here, okay? Donald Trump has, if you think Jeff Sessions is a yes boy or a stooge, if you think appointing a director of the Environmental Protection Agency who is a climate skeptic, okay, who's not a global warming, Donald Trump, you know what, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, Chuck. I am going to get what Jeff Bannon has. Jeff Bannon in his office, okay, a patriot. You think Jeff Bannon's a patriot? You think the guys at Breitbart are patriotic?
I know he's a Zionist. I know
he's a Zionist. All right. Here's the problem with your logic, Chuck. If people on the right, if people in the part of the patriot movement that you're part of, okay, if they decided they wanted to go to war, in your terms, hammer Trump, okay, I'll tell you what they would accomplish. Okay, well, I got a break here. I'm going to come right back to this point. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And I've got a problem here. I've got so much to say to Chuck that I'm going to have to try to find a way to contain myself and put it into a 6-6 statement. And the time limitations of the show do not allow the hours it would take to detail the things that Donald Trump has done in the less than 4 months that are promises kept. I'll just make a reference to the whiteboard that Steve Bannon has in his office, two doors down from the Oval Office, in which he has a whiteboard with hundreds of promises written out in hand, I assume by Steve Bannon himself, with check marks next to those that have been fully accomplished or partly accomplished. And the biggest one of all, the biggest promise that he made of all, which is to control our borders. And Chuck, if you haven't noticed this, you're blind, my friend. The border crossings have gone down 73%. And you're in Texas. Border crossings into your state, through your state, have gone down 73%. That one accomplishment alone is worth the ticket, the price of the ticket to this movie. And there are many more like that. But here's the problem, Chuck, with the logic of what you're saying. This is a tendency that we white folks have. This is the last chance in your lifetime, Chuck, that you will have a chance to take the White House for a patriot. And you've actually won. Your man is in the White House.
Why am I muted?
Wait a minute, Chuck. Hang on, Chuck. Your response to it, the, for the last chance in your lifetime to get a patriot in the White House, your response is, we need to hammer him. Not support him. Not suit up and get busy to help him. But we need to hammer him. That's exactly. And you go on, Zionist this, Zionist that. You know what the Zionists want you to do, Chuck? They want you to hammer Donald Trump. That's what every Zionist wants you to do. Hammer Donald Trump. So what do you want to do? Hammer Donald Trump. Okay. Does that bother you?
Are you done ranting?
For the moment, go ahead. Your turn.
Okay, fine. You run through a whole bunch of points, as is a debate fallacy, so that you can try and gloss over. Okay, let's take a look at illegal immigration. The bill that was just passed by the Republicans.
Okay, Chuck, I'm asking
no
a question.
There's no wall.
Oh, no. Chuck, no wall. A
Not
wall
that
would take
one.
At least...
Now,
oh, I see.
Now, hold on.
Chuck, have
hold
you
on.
Ever
let
built
me,
a wall?
Let me clarify something. I don't believe we need a wall. I think we need prosecution of people who hire illegals. When Trump starts to prosecute the people who hire the illegals, the jobs will go away. But that won't happen. That will okay. not happen.
Hey, Chuck, is Jeff Sessions rounding up the illegal criminals? Is he rounding up the drug lords?
The illegal criminals. What about the guys hiring them? What about the guys down here in Texas?
Okay.
The guys
Chuck,
who compete with me right, in business
Chuck.
And pay a man $4 an hour. Okay, well, I'm trying to make a living hiring Americans, but I can't hardly make a living because I've got to compete. But whenever they catch the illegals, they don't hire, they don't arrest the guy who is hiring them. And they want.
Chuck, I'm going to directly address your point. Now, forgive me, brother. I can tell from your heat and you are a real man and a real patriot. I can tell that. Okay. So I know you're on the right side. You're on the right team. Okay. And I'm going to say something to you.
Now, we're not enemies.
We're not, Chuck.
We're trying to figure out how to get our president online.
Absolutely,
That's
Chuck.
That's the only
and
difference we have. You want to support him. I want to kick him in the ass and make him do what's right.
Okay, Chuck, do you think, now let me ask you this, the little tiny movement that we've got, okay, Donald Trump just won half the votes in this country. He just won the presidency of the United States, something that our little tiny movement, we haven't been able to win a dog catcher position. Do you think we're in a position, do you think we've got the clout to kick this man in the ass?
Yes, by withdrawing our support. I don't think, here's the thing, he's going out on Twitter, which means that once in a while he goes online by himself, out of the control of his handlers.
Okay.
And if we're not supportive of him, having all the deep staters and the Zionists, now, I don't have a problem with Jews, I have a problem with Zionism, and there's a world of difference between the two.
Okay, and Chuck, I don't want to sound in any way as if I'm in any way. I recognize we're on the same team, so I want to be as respectful of you as possible. Okay, and you may have spent more time in the cause than I have. I don't know, but let me tell you this: all those enemies. I'll tell you what the enemy wants right now. They want us to stop supporting Donald Trump. They want our team to scatter. They want us to start fighting with each other. That's exactly what they want. Donald Trump, let me tell you, Chuck, when Donald Trump said we may have, this is it. This is the last chance we have to take the White House. He was right.
I agree. I agree.
He has now done the impossible. He has done the impossible. He has taken the White House. All right. Now, I'll tell you how we will get the things that he has promised us. And many of which he has accomplished. And we'll devote more time. It's going to take too much time. But we'll talk about that. We'll get a board. I'll put a board up here in my office. But
I'll put up a Blog Talk Radio show for you and I to flesh it out and have a discussion. It takes me 10 minutes to set up a show.
Okay. And Chuck, what Donald Trump needs is us pushing, putting our shoulders to the same the axle of the same wheel that he's pushing. He needs us to fight with him, fight against the media. And he does want to control our borders, and he is doing it. And Jeff Sessions is doing it. And so
that's one issue. Look at the greater issues, though. And this is what really concerns me.
Now, hang on. How about this? Chuck, how about this one? Donald Trump just put out he wants to reduce the business tax in America from 35% to 15%. That is revolutionary. Revolutionary.
It's in the fine print. How about we avoid war in Syria and Iran
and Donald Trump and China
in a war we're going to lose?
Okay. Donald Trump just put, I featured it here on this show. He put out, you talked about his tweeting. He designed his own tweet with a picture of himself meeting with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and Kislyak, the Ukrainian foreign minister, in his office on the same day. These are these people that are fighting each other, the Russians and Ukrainians fighting each other. On the same day, he met with both foreign ministers, and below their pictures, he put a giant poster that said, "Let's make peace." And then he signed it with his own signature. Donald Trump is the peace president. And the Zionists that you despise and I despise, those people, they are the war hawks. They want war with Russia. The Russians, they want war between Russia and Ukraine. They want war with Russia. They want war all over the world. They want perpetual war. Donald Trump is a peace candidate. Now, I don't want to, Chuck, I can't argue each point with you, but here's the general drift of what I'm saying. Donald Trump is our best last chance, and we need to support. Okay, beautiful. Brother, I love you. I love you.
I do agree.
I apologize for raising my voice just to hear you say that.
That's all right, brother. We all get excited. I mean, that's why we are passionate, or we wouldn't do what we do. Right?
All right. All right. Now, Chuck. I'd love to spend a whole hour. In fact, if you call in Sunday, I can give you more time. It's a 3-hour show. What part of Texas are you in, sir?
I'm in Crowley, which is South Fort Worth.
All right. The call in any time, and on Sunday, I'll be able to give you more time. And I appreciate what you. All right,
good
buddy. I appreciate.
Brother, we will talk later. Okay. Your show. Right. Go have a good time. Thanks for the time. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. We'll give you much more. Let's go. Thank you, Chuck. And Paul or George, any reaction to that?
No, I think you've handled it very well. And you know, there are passionate people on our side that have different views. And, you know, people are impatient. We've been excluded for so long that I think people had unrealistic expectations of Donald Trump. And of course, he is not the dictator. He can't simply say the word and things get done.
Although on some things, Paul, he can write executive orders, and some of those I should have a list of them right here. Chuck caught me a little off guard here. I should have a memorized list of bing 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 things he's done. He has executive orders that are in fact astonishing executive orders. I'll give it one. Here's one right here from memory. He wrote an executive order to his Secretary of Education saying the federal government is constitutionally prohibited from meddling in local school districts. Oh, my gosh. I never thought I'd live to hear of or see such a thing. And Betsy DeVos, her order is in that order. He says, I want you to tell me everything that the federal government is doing to interfere with local school boards and stop it. Wow. What an order. That's just one order. Go ahead, Paul.
That's pretty specific. Here's another thing that came up, and this is not about Trump, but I think it's kind of interesting. A woman by the dean of Yale University who championed cultural sensitivity has had to apologize for insensitive Yelp reviews of restaurants, gyms, and movie theaters, including hot takes on what white trash customers would find tasty. Her words, an employee she blasted as barely educated moron. June Chu, C-H-U, is the dean of Yale Pearson's College, and she had to apologize for the, she said, to put it quite simply, if you are white trash, this is a perfect night out for you. She was writing about a Japanese restaurant. You'll like this stuff, she said. It's salted and greasy food. Side note, employees are Chinese, not Japanese. And other reviews in similar tone, writing about white trash, writing very disparagingly. In another place, she called the employees barely educated morons trying to serve snack orders for the obese while trying to do simple math.
Well, of course, what you're describing there is the delights of multiculturalism and the wonderful world we'll descend into. If Donald Trump is our last rear guard action to control our borders, to make sure that, in fact, we don't become a minority in our own country and have to endure the kind of abuse you just described, Paul. Go ahead.
Here's the double standard. The student newspaper found out about it and exposed her, and there were some calls for her resignation. She refused to resign, and the dean of the university, who of course is white. He's the head, Stephen Davis Holloway. I have not asked for a resignation, and neither has she. She's terribly sorry. Okay, she said she was sorry, and so on. But I'm wondering if a white person had written a review and said that this is a restaurant that would appeal to, let's say, niggers. Well, he'd be gone. Now, I don't think she should be gone, because I think she has the right to write whatever offensive material she likes. It doesn't have anything to do with her job at the university. However, if it were a white person who wrote a review and made a comment like that, or beaners or something like that, I mean, they're gone. And we all know the university would have fired them fast they wouldn't have had a chance to pick up their briefcase.
Yes, but and Paul... Here's I want to communicate, if I can. My eloquence is insufficient. To say this the way it needs to be said. But folks, Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He is on our side. He is a white man who does want to make America great again. He is a 70-year-old man who remembers, who has seen the neighborhood in Queens that he grew up in, become an MS-13 area recruiting ground, schools taken over by MS-13, murder, on the streets. Donald Trump wants to make America great again. And he is doing exactly the thing needed to save our country, which is to control our borders. And my point being this, at this time, folks, this is our chance. This is our opportunity. And we've got to take it and go with it and push. If we make the mistake of not supporting Donald Trump, and let's put it this way, he has so many enemies among our enemies. They are working so hard to defeat him, to bring him down. Now that, by the way, let me fault Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge, he puts up a headline here on his front page that I love you, brother. He is featuring too many of these lamestream headlines, letting them take over the itinerary, or taking over the conversation with their topics. For instance, here he's got one, his lead story: conservatives begin to whisper President Pence. And that is a left-wing headline that I don't think Matt Drudge... Don't put those headlines up. That's exactly why they are written in that way. Conservatives are not beginning to whisper President Pence, but that's what the left is trying to make into the conversation. So we shouldn't put that at the top. I'm guilty of it myself right here by repeating it. Donald Trump is day by day accomplishing great things for us. The left is trying to derail him. Now here's these next headlines from Matt Drudge are great. Wall Street, he says, the special counsel mistake. That's a good headline. It is a mistake. Dick Morris, it's a disaster. I read that one in full to you on the special counsel mistake. That's a good headline. Media reach peak meltdown. I'm not going to have time to go into that one. That's the next Drudge headline. Media reach peak meltdown is a very good one. I don't see it right here, but that's a story that here. Let me see if I can link to it quickly. Oh boy, I've got so many tabs across the top of my screen. But that one's a good one too. Let me see here. Let me look at my call board here. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. James, George, and Paul. Listen, that last caller, I want him to know this. Donald Trump arrested 85 MS-13 gang members today. And he did, like you said, that's the main thing that I'm concerned with, is this illegal invasion of our country. If she, you imagine our last caller, if Hillary Clinton would have been president, or a Dema rat? James?
Yeah, she would have brought 5,000 more in today.
Exactly. And also, here's breaking news here on Newsmax. Newsmax, they're saying this guy, Richard Pearl, saying this is all overblown, outrageously overblown, this crap with the Russian fiasco. And this guy, Richard Pearl, who happens to be a Zionist, I don't know if I think he's a Jew, not a Zionist. He's basically telling Newsmax, hey, this is all overblown. And you know what? The last caller's right about one thing, James. It is Zog. Zog's behind us. Look at Hollywood. 70% of the actors, the light-skinned actors, are Zog. They're Jews, okay? We don't even have white men in movies anymore. It's absurd. But you know what you're going to do, James? They're ruthless. They're spin meisters. They're the spin doctors. They're the spin meisters. They're excellent at that. Republicans don't get it. They have to learn to keep it incognito. And you know, like the Zion, the Purple Gang, all these Jews. They're ruthless. They're ruthless. We know that.
Well, okay, Tom. Let me take away something from what you're saying, which I agree with, which is this. We have to stay together as a family, white folks, as a family. We actually have a man who is advocating for our survival. And he's not a senator. He's not a congressman. He's not a mayor. We've gotten very enthusiastic in the past about, you know, we'd get one congressman that got elected. You know, Tom Tancredo wanted to control the borders, and we got very excited. Wow, Tom Tancredo is working for us. Or a mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Lou Bartoletta. Okay? But folks, this is the president of the United States. We've got a patriot in the top office. This is our chance, and we don't want to blow it.
You're absolutely 100% correct, James. You're 100 right on. You're right on the bullseye. Perfect. But you know what, James?
Another thing, Tom. Here's a point I've made with you. We don't want to. We've got to help him. Okay. And if we've got some hobby horse issues that we've had in our movement for years past that don't help him, and that aren't in fact going to get we need the half of the American people that are on our team. We need those people mobilized, because we've got half of them against us. So this is going to be a very close fight. Yeah,
James, you're right on. You're right on the money. You're right on the money, James. But listen, like I said, we know who control. Look, they're only 2% of the population. These Jews. But they have untold wealth and they have untold power. I don't know how they got it, but we need billionaires to start making. Look what they got rid of, O'Reilly.
Okay, but Tom, you're on your hobby horse, Tom. You say the same thing about every two times in every single sentence. Okay, and the problem is that, Tom, that's not the winning story. That's not going to mobilize the American people. It's going to drive them away. Let me restate it. Okay. Donald Trump wants to make America great again. Okay. And white folks understand what that means. And hang on, Tom. Okay. He has shown you how to win. All right. Look at his speeches. Read his speeches. Listen to what he said. That worked with the American people. The line that you just gave, Tom, has it worked? For half a century, it's been a dramatic failure. The American people didn't respond. Now, hang on, Tom. Learn from success. Donald Trump has shown you in hundreds and hundreds of speeches with scores of thousands of people roaring their approval what white America will respond to in order to motivate itself to defend itself. Okay? We've got to learn from that.
Donald Trump has made America great again.
But you know what, Tom? You're treating. No, but you're. Okay, exactly. But you know, if Donald Trump I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump made the speech that you just made, his presidency, his run would have been over 5 minutes after he launched it. Okay?
I agree with that, James.
All right. So let's learn from that. We've got to stay connected to... Okay. Okay,
James,
go ahead.
James, I agree with the last caller, what he said about Trump's son-in-law. I think there's somebody's in that... But they really need to find out who's torpedoing Trump's administration. And it's somebody in that cabinet who's torpedoing Donald Trump. And they need to get the... That's who Trump needs to find out. Who is the rat? There's a rat in that bunch. And one of them rats has got to be exposed. Unfortunately,
Tom, it's worse than that. There are thousands and thousands of rats. And they run the networks. They run the newspapers. And they are at full-time, 24-hour-a-day war. This man, Donald Trump, was not supposed to appear. This was not the script that they had written for us. And it's going to be a close call. Getting his legislation passed, getting his program through is going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult. We've got to be as united and as supportive of our leader as we possibly can. And that's what I'm dedicating this show to. For 8 years, we're going to be trying to figure out every day, how can we support our leader, the man that's going to, save our people's chance to have a nation. And it's even more important, it goes beyond our nation, because America being the largest white nation on earth, if we go down in flames, it's going to be very hard for the French, Germans, British, Australians, or Canadians to make it on their own.
ID38 wants to share her nude private pictures with you.
So, Tom, what we're going to try to do...
Everything you're saying, I totally agree with James. And also, like I said, Trump's going to goes down as the greatest president there ever was, maybe next to Washington. I'm telling you, he was going to win the presidency. I'm going to say one more thing. He's going to overcome this, and you watch. He's going to get his tax reform passed. He's going to get this health care straightened out. And everything that he wants is going to get passed because, you know what, in the end, God Almighty, when two people agree on something together, it's going to be done. And I agree, and you agree, that Donald Trump's going to go down as probably one of the greatest presidents, not the greatest president of all time. That's all I got to say.
Tom, amen, brother. Thank you. Okay. And we're going to run out of time here. This has been a very Wayne in Texas, thank you, brother, and Tom in Florida. And, this is not, there's no rehearsal for this. This is only going to happen once in our lives, folks. An event like the Trump phenomenon, not this show. I mean, the actual phenomenon itself. This will not be repeated. So we got to really think hard about how, and it's going to be a close fight. I think this is going to be very close. So, folks, I'll see you again tomorrow night. And George and Paul, thank you so much as always. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Okay.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.